Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Yesterday, in the introduction to the Masechta, we saw that the way that they used to live in those days was that there were multiple houses that opened into a chatzar, into a courtyard, on either side of an alleyway. And those courtyards opened into an alleyway. And we saw that there's something called a mavoi sasam, which means to say an alleyway which only opens on one end. On the other end, it's a dead end, it's closed off. So now the Mishnah talks about a mavoi. The halacha is that midrabanan, rabbinically, it's prohibited to carry in the mavoi, to carry from the chatzar to the mavoi, the courtyard to the alleyway, or to carry in the alleyway itself. However, the rabbis instituted that if one places a korah, which is a crossbeam, on top of the entranceway of the wall of the alleyway into Rosh Hashanah, into public property, or a person puts a lechi is a vertical beam, at the entrance from the Rosh Hashanah, the public property, into the mavoi, into the alleyway, then it's permitted for a person to carry. So the Mishnah here qualifies that that's not in every single case. Says the Mishnah like this: mavoi shigavoa lamala me esrim amah. If let's say the wall to the mavoi, to the alleyway, is so tall, it's taller than 20 amos, between 30 and 40 feet, the halacha is yima'it. One must minimize that particular entrance and bring down the cross beam until there's less than 20 amos in height, because the reason that we put up that cross beam or we put up the vertical beam is so there should be heker, that people should realize that there's, you've just finished the mavoi, the alleyway, and you're about to enter into the Rosh Hashanah, the public property. But if it's so high, then the eye doesn't see it. One doesn't see it with peripheral vision. Therefore, the law is that a person has to, we have to lower that cross beam, and then it's permitted to walk in, to carry into the mavoi, into the to carry within the mavoi, within the alleyway. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says, "Eino tzarich, you do not have to bring down that cross beam that is on top of the entranceway to the mavoi, to the alleyway, because according to him, he says, even if it's more higher than 20 amos, it is visible to the eye, and that's not a problem." Some say that the reason Rabbi Huda holds you don't have to do it is because we view the korah as if it came down halachically, and it now closes the entranceway to the alley. Ve'arecha me'esar amos, let's say the opening in width horizontally is larger than 10 amos, approximately between 15 and 20 feet, you might, then one needs to minimize the opening and make it less than 10 amos. Because if a mavoi is open more than 10 amos, we don't call it anymore a pesach, an entranceway or an opening. We call it a pirtza. A pirtza just means that it's there's a gaping hole there, and therefore it's not permitted to carry in the mavoi. There are those that point out that the Gemara says this, that this measurement of 20 high or 10 wide, the Chachamim learned from the entranceway to the Heichal, to the sanctuary in the Beis HaMikdash, which was 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. Concludes the Mishnah. V'im yeshlo. Let's say the mavoi has in its entranceway to the Rosh Hashanah, to the public property, Tzuras HaPesach. That means to say that a person put up two korahs, two vertical beams, and on top of that they put a horizontal beam, so they built a doorway. The halacha is afapishu racha me'esar amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos in the width, ain't tzarich lamait, one does not need to minimize it, because a Tzuras HaPesach, making an entranceway, that makes the mavoi permissible to carry it. Wishing you a wonderful Arab Shabbos and a beautiful upcoming Shabbos.